We have one Taisvis from the Sugya before. The Gemara asked Akasha, what is the difference between Get and Megillah Saita? So the Gemara said, just like by Get it says, V'kosav lo, b'niksiva lishma, hocha ba'osir lo ksiv, b'inin asiyah lishma. So the Gemara answered, asiyah dida mechikehi. The mechike has to be l'shem, the saita it is nimchak for. But there's no din of ksiva lishma. So let us see Taisvis, asiyah dida mechike, b'im taimer im kain lama in moichkin lo minatayre. So what is wrong, according to the man the Yomar, that you cannot use a Sefer Torah for Megillah Saita, what's wrong with a Sefer Torah? I marry mishum d'chsi v'kosa v'sa'ola yisa'ele, d'bini she'e t'ksiva l'shem olo. Abazundar adin. Adin l'shmo, taki you don't need, but he holds it has to be v'kosa v'sa'ola yis, that it should be a ksiva l'shem olo. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Ache Bar Chanine Goli V'yadua Lifnei Misha Oma V'hoya Ha'ilom She'ein B'doiroi Shal Rabbi Meir K'moisai. That in his doir there was no one such a great chocham as Rabbi Meir was. U'mipnei Ma'loi Kavu Halochi K'moisai Shloyochlu Chaveirov Lamoid Al Soif Datoi. The Chaveirim were not able to be Oymed Al-Soyv Datoi. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Al-Soyv Datoi, Lo Yochlu Lohovin Be'eze Dvorov Nechaynim U Be'eze Ein Dvorov Nechaynim Shohoyo Noisein Das Miyushiv V'hogun Al-Ein Haloche Ka'aloche Rameher Amirdike Koyech Hasbore. And he was able to be Masber, both Stodim. And he was Masber so good, both Stodim, that they weren't able to be Oymed Al-Soyv Datoi. So what is Pshat? They weren't able to be Oymed Al-Soyv Datoi. L'maise Rav Meir told them what he holds L'fi HaEmes. He told them there's a Svora like this, and they were a Meiradike Svora. Then he told them a Fakerta Svora. There was also a Meiradike Svora. Then he told them that this is the Emes Svara. That this Svara, Svara base is the Emes Svara. So even though he was Megala to them, which was the Emes Svara, but they couldn't paskin because he told them that this is the Emes Svara. That means their Hasoge was not able to figure out which is the Emes Svara. They heard a Svara Ahin, they heard a Svara Her. So Mamela, they have to paskin the way they understand. Rameya went to such an amkis that to understand the hachra of Rameya, understanding very well, both studying the way Rameya was mevayer, they could not be masig why the hachra is like this and not like this. So even though he told them that he's machia like this, but they weren't oimid on that reason why the second svore is better than the first svore. So mamela they couldn't paskin. Ein ledayin alamasha ein avroy. So they had a paskin the way they understood. So therefore it wasn't muchach that they should paskin like Rameya. Even though when you saw it, he was smarter than them. Shehu Aimer al Tomei Toyer. He could say on something that is Tomei, he could say Svoris of Tare, Umar Eloiponim. And al Toyer Tomei, Umar Eloiponim. Tone loy Rabbi Meir Shmoy, el Rabbi Nahiroi Shmoy. His real name was Rabbi Nahiroi. Velomo Nikro Shmoy Rabbi Meir. Shumeir Eine Chachomim Bahaloche. He was called Rav Meir because his Meir ain't chachamim b'haloche. So l'chayr, it's very difficult to understand. We just said before, loy lekavu haloche kemoisai, because they weren't yochlu chaveir lamed al seiv datoi. So Meila, so why was he called Rav Meir, shum Meir ain't chachamim b'haloche? So it seemed like this from the Marsha, that Pshat is that Be'emesin, these, that means if they would approach a sugya with their das, so they wouldn't have a complete picture. They only were able to see a mugbul dikya amount. The svaris that he told them, so for them it was meir einayim, with Adam they wouldn't be masik the svaris. The halacha lemaise had to come through their hachra, because ein ledayin al mash ein avroyis. But the svaris which they used to be machia, they all originated from him. So he was meir einay chachomim ba'alacha, that means their halacha came through his ha'ore. Could be his name was Rab Nehiroi. Nehiroi could be is called the Etzem Oyer. The Etzem Oyer, you can't look into the just like you can't look into the Shemesh, you can't be masik the Oyer of Rameya. But Al Kaponim, he enlightened them. Meyer Einei Chachomim Baloche. Now V'loi Nehiroi Shmoi, this is going not on Rameya, it says on the Leikoy Al Rameya, Al Rab Nehiroi Amuskel B'talmud. V'loi Nehiroi Shmoi Al Rab Nehemye Shmoi. V'omri lo Rab Lozor Ben Aroch Shmoi. V'lomo Nikro Shmoi Nehiroi Shemanir Einei Chachomim Bahaloche. He was Manir Einei Chachomim. It's very unclear the difference between Meir and Manir. Could be Manir is a lotion that he makes that they're able to understand themselves. Meir is, he gives the light. Manir means that they're able from themselves to be Maven Dova Mitoich Dova. Omar Rebbe, Hai the Mahad, the Machadadno Mechavroi, that which I am more mechuded than my chaverim, the chazisei le rameyer meachoyre. Because I saw rameyer meachoyre. Ve ilu chazisei mikamei, have a machadadno tvei. If I would have seen his ponim, I would have been much more mechuded. So what is pshat in this maise? So let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, the chazise l'rab meyer me'achoyre, kshomati lefonov, yoshavti b'shure shel achrov. So it seems Rebbe in the yeshiva, when he was learning by Rab Meir, he sat behind Rab Meir, b'shure shel achrov. It's very difficult to understand, because in Yeredeyes, in Reish Mem Vov, Sif Tes, the Mechaber, it's a Loshen HaRambam also, Keitzad Melamdim, Horav Yoishiv Baroish, Vatalmidim Lefonov Mukofim Ka'atore. The Talmidim are Befonov, they surround him like a crown, Lefonov, Kidei Shiyekulam Royim Es Harav V'Shoimim Dvorov. So that was the Seder B'Savegishtelt Geborim. And the Goyin brings a Mekoyer for this Halochim, a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara says, I think it's Rav Misharshi told his children, V'chi yosiftu kamei rabchoin, when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, chazu lepumei de rabchoin, you should look at the mouth of the Rebbe, shenem avoyu einecha royeis es moirecha. So it's very unclear, so how did it come about, if that's the Seder HaLimud, as I shteitach in Rambam, so how did it come about? Yoshavti b'shure shalachov, he sat behind him. The Rabbi Nechananel is a bissel meir einayim over. He says a little different than Rashi. The Rabbi Nechananel says, Oma Rav, haida difne mechavroi, dechazisi l'rab meir l'achoyre. Perish, shahayisi kotten. I was a kotten, v'loi higati leishev b'shure shalafonov. He was a cotton, so he was unable to sit b'shure shalafonav, ala yisi yosef, yosef b'shure shalachov. So Tuv Yehama wanted to say, and later I found the Ben Yehoda Kemat says this, the Rambam says in Perik Vav Halacha Zayin from Milchus Talmud Torah, he says as follows, B'nei Chachomim, the children of the, it seems of the Chachomim who were dashening or the Chachmei Yadir, Bizman sheyesh lahem das lishmoya, if they're able to understand, hoifchen pneyem klapi avim, then they face their fathers on the Shia, so it seems they're facing their fathers. Ein behem das lishmoya, hoifchen pneyem klapi ha'om. So lechayre could be, this is pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, b'kshayisi koten, that means then he wasn't learning, he was... That's how the Rambam puts it. Ein bem das lishmoya. So then there's a psacha say, the hoifchem pneim klapi ha'om, those who are facing the Rebbe are those who can understand the shir of the Rebbe. Some mishim kvoidom, the hoifchem pneim klapi ha'om. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's ganz fine. Sheyisi kodem b'legati leishe b'shut. Could be it was a pchine of ein lehem das lishmoya. According to Rashi, Rashi weist the chois that he was learning them. Kshalamati lefonov. So it's modne that there was such a seder a yeshiva of Bishur Shalachov, as the Rambam brings down, that the seder alimud is that they all surround the Rebbe Milfonov. Why was there such a seder? According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, is also good. That means, difne mechaveroi, that means we're speaking about when he was young yet, he wasn't really able to learn in the Shia. In the other, and he had pull, he was mustame, Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, he had pull, so Mamele was able to come to the Shia. His chaverim weren't able to do that either, so Mamele, he was able to see Rameya Meachaira. The Yerushalmi Mesechtes Beye, explains this mice of Rameya Meachir of Gor Psanander Oifen. The Rishonim explained it here that he was sitting behind Rameya for one reason or another. The Rishalmi in Beye, the Afrofomet Beis, relates such an incident. Rabbi have a meisiv la Rab Shimon Berei. Rabbi married off his son Rab Shimon. Vahavu metapchen achoyre yedehoin. And they were clapping their hands, but they were like, this is a din in Shabbos, you're not allowed to clap your hands. So they were, achayre yedei, so they clapped their hands with a shini, bishufse in Shabbos. Over Rab Meir passed by the house, there's a sheva brochus in the house, me clapped, vishama keilin, and he heard their keil. Omar, so he called out, Rabbi Seinu Hutra Shabbos. You allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? We clapped the hand. So the Mephoshim explained, Rabbi Meir held you're not allowed to clap with Hashini also. Now, Rabbi Meir had gehalten, that was a kanois of Rabbi Meir. It's Mechal Shabbos. He said, Rabbi Seinu Hutra Shabbos. Make sure Mechal Shabbos. Shoma Rabbi Kole. So Rabbi heard someone call out. This is, remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's house over here. Afchumak is calling out. Is entoch mechal leShabbos. Omar, mi hu zeh shebo l'radoiseinu b'seich b'seinu. Who's coming here to zung deis? By mirin shtub zogt av dos is achilu Shabbos. Shoma Rab Meir kolei. Rab Meir heard how Rabbi called out fakert. V'orak, so he started running. So the Ben Yehuda says the reason he ran away because he knew it'd be very embarrassing if Rabbeinu HaKadosh will find out who he's talking about. So he ran away. So he started running. But al kaponim there was kanoim in Beis Rebbe. This guy was a big mechutzef. I mean, ruftach harayin in Beis Rebbe as mizmechalo Shabbos, hutre Shabbos. Novkin pir yebasra. He said avodim of Rebbe started chasing him and he started running. Avrach rucha pikaile me al kodle de Rab Meir. So the suder that was around his neck, see, he was running, so it blew off. That's what happened. Oidech Rebbe min kavse. Rebbe looked out of the window, wanted to see what was happening. V'chomo kodle de Rab Meir min achayrav. So he saw the back of Rab Meir. He saw the back of Rab Meir. Usually Rab Meir was mechuse with begodim, but here we saw the back of Rameya. Omar loy zochis anoli eraise ele begin de chome kodlis de Rameya meachayra. That's how I was zoiche to teira, I was zoiche to see the back of Rameya. So the Yerushalmi brings down Gor, a different version, how Rabbeinu HaKadosh saw the achayra of Shal Rameya. Now, the etzem inyan of Riyah, there's a tshuvas haRadbaz. The Radbaz says as follows. Ki bihibit ha'odom el mi shadaitoi noicheboy. If a person is looking at someone, shadaitoi noicheboy, a haltoch von him, is navshoi misayreres ala kavona hashleime. So that brings about his oireres and his nefesh. Vidatoi misracheves. Veliboy soimeach. These three things, and the soireres, rachves hadas, and a simche is chal on a person who is gazing at someone, shadatoi noicheboy, he holds of him. And what happens afterwards? Vinocha olav oz ruach Hashem. So if the person is in such a matziv of his seireris, in rachves hadas, in simche, vinocha olav oz ruach Hashem, ke'inyin shamru benevuah. Just like benevuah by Elisha, we see, v'yikinagin aminagin, so it came on Elisha, the ruach Hashem, the b'china of simche, so memele, this matzev of Yisayreres and Simche and Yisrach v'sadas, this is brings v'noch all of Ruach Hashem. One mahalach. A second mahalach. Vayd amru b'sifrei achochme ki b'yoyis ha'odom miskaven al raboy v'noysein eilav liboy. When a person is miskaven al raboy and he's v'noysein eilav liboy, that means he's in ganzen mevatel himself to the Rebbe. Tiskasher nafshoi benafshoi. So becomes mikusher, the nefesh of the Talmud with the nefesh of the Rebbe. V'yochel olav mehashefa asher olav. So the shefa that the Rebbe has is chal on the Talmud. Because there's a hiskashres on the foshes. V'yaloi nefesh yiseire. So the Talmud is zeichet ha-nefesh yiseire. V'zen nikra etzlom soit ha-ibur b'chayesh neim. There's an ibur nefoshes, and it becomes nisaber, a chelik of the nefesh harav, by the Talmud. V'zeu shenemar, v'hoyu einecho royes es meirecho. V'chein hisalu rabbeinu ha-kodesh, im hoyu roye p'nei rab meir, Hoya magia la madrega ol yoyne. Then the Radbaz Grat says that the if the Rebbe is also mechaven, so memele fakert kemekumen segora hoyche madrega. That's the Miroshiver Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zechein Lavroche says that's the difference between achayrov and ponov. Achayrov at the Talmud gezend the Rebbe, but the Rebbe nish gezend the Talmud. If he would have seen Ponov, so the Rebbe would have seen him also, so then there would have been a greater hashpo, and this stems very much with this Radbaz. The Radbaz says, when the Rebbe is mechavin, so this a gewaldic aliyah. The Teures Chaim says, pshat, in this inyan of Rie, lefi shahashchine hoise shoira olof. The shchine hot gerut af rameya. Lekach kol mi shezochol eroisoi, Nimshach olav shefa ruach hakodesh. A third mahalach. That if there's a ashros hashchina on someone, so looking at that kodesh, it becomes nishba shefa ruach hakodesh. And he brings a maimer chazal. It says by David HaMelech, v'toiv royi. So it seems chazal darshan v'toiv royi, it was good to look at him. Vamu chazal shereiyas pnei David hoya moya lezikorim. Toiv roi. Lechen ksiv, that's pshat na posik and tilim, yirei echo yiruni vi yismochu. That's pshat in this posik. The ri alone brought simche. Ha hepech b'mistakel b'fnei roshe, mishum deruach hatume shayra olav, so memele, so then fakert, then there's an ibodadas, a person loses from that. The Ben Yoyada brings down a Yerushalmi, that there was a maise in Chazal that someone made a neder, and Chazal were trying to find a Pesach to be matter the neder, and they couldn't figure out a Pesach. So tkekumen azokin echot, and he was mechadish a Pesach for this neder. So they asked him, how was he zoiche to be mechadish a Pesach of this neder that they weren't able to figure it out, and he was able to figure out a Pesach. So he told them that he was zoiche to have the makel of Rav Meir, biyodoi. And the schus of that makel, he was zoiche to figure this out. So it seems the hashpah shel kedusha that Rav Meir had, the ben yodas mevayir, sometimes he used to lean on the makel. So the makel was a mishamish Rav Meir, just like the Mesilas Yesharim says, Iloi Godel Rab Briyas to be mishamish the Odom Hasholem. That was Takedinian this week's Sedra of the Avonim, Ola Yonich Tzadik Es Roshay. So Memele, the Makel that Rameya used to lean on, that Makel had, was an Iloi Godel for this Makel, and a person who was holding this Makel, who was Nishan on this Makel, was Zeichet to have a Psachelik of the Hashpo, of the Bala Makel. Omar Rav Abo, Omar Rav Yochanan, Talmud Hoyeloi L'Rav Meir, V'sum Cheshmoy, Shoye Oymer Al Kol Dovor V'Dovor Shol Tume Arboim U'Shmoyne Taime Tume, V'Al Kol Dovor V'Dovor Shol Taira Arboim U'Shmoyne Taime Tar. He was able to give 48 explanations for Tume and Taira. Talmud Vosik Hoya Beyavne, Shoye Metayres Asheretz B'Meyo V'Chamishim Taime. He was able to give 150 Hasbaras why Asheretz should be Toil. Omer Ravine, Ani Odoin Batarenu. Ravine wants to, he'll give one Svar, one Mahalach that Asheretz is Toil. What's the Mahalach? HaKal V'Chayma. Uma Nochosh Shem Meimis. A nochosh is meimis anoshim, is meimis behemis. And through this nochosh, umar betume, when he kills a person, so the person is metame, tumis meis, kills a behemis, he have tumis nevela. So the nochosh is a source of tume. Umar betume, toyer, von deswegen he's toyer. Sheretz she'ein meimis umar betume. A sheretz does not have, he's not a source of tume, he's not mahave tume. Like koshke, avada givis, a sheretz should not be metam. The lohi, the Gemara says, maisik koitz ba'alme kovit. That napshat is the nochesh is meimis, is not a psa, Ayaroid meimis, alachet meimis, is not a hechetimtze, it's a koitz baalmekovit, so memela, you lost the mida of a kalbochayna. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, nochosh shememis odom ubehime, umevi tume boilom, toyer shemeis, doshmoine shrotzim ksivi. So, Rashi weist the chois, we'll see Taisus learns a different mahalach in the Gemara. But Rashi seems to learn shat in the Gemara that we're speaking about tumas mage. A sheretz, a nochesh is not from the shmeine shchotzen. By the shmeine shchotzen it says that the shmeine shchotzen ametame b'mage. And a nochesh is not from the shmeine shchotzen and it's not metame b'mage. So memele, so we want to learn out a kal v'chomer that madach anochosh that's marbetum is not metame b'mage. The shmeine shchotzim it's not marbetum avad the givish should not be metame b'mage. But it's kan shayel aben and Taisus is going to ask the kasha. So I mean the ganze sach is doch a gelechta, but the Taira said that a sheretz is metame. So what's past memach takal b'chayim that a sheretz should not be metame. So bekevay getzeichen zu on this. Taken to a Tshuvas HaRamah. The Tshuvas HaRamah be'etzem says Pshat and Rashi. So the Tshuvas HaRamah explains as follows. Av al gav da teire kosvo da hasheretz metame. mein bus is dort to make a kal bachaim, but the Torah says a sheretz is metame. Mikol mokim nemayit tumosoi bechol ma de efsha. Ma'ache de medina hoya toir legamer. He says, Betzim, we have a posik. We have a posik that a sheretz is metame. Aber le'idach gisa, we have a svore. Lama likra svore, there's an inyan of svore. The svore is machayim, that a sheretz should not be metame. So my mail is as I have a posik and I have a svara that says that midino yetoy legamri. Rag shechitche boy atoyre shehu tome. No, so how do you learn shat? So if the svara is mechayev that a sheretz is toyer, so that what the toyer says that he's tome, that's a chidush. That's a chidush across. Nitoy al pismos aroyskal. Is ein loch boy al loch chidush. So my mail. So now I have two factors. One fact I have, the svara is that he should be toyer. I have a chidush akro that the sheretz is tome. So memeila ein loch boy ela chidushi. That means as follows, that if I'll find a place where I don't have this chidush akro, then I'll use the svara. What, where do they have such a place? The Gemara learns out from a posik, that by a sheretz you say domoi kibsoi. That means even though the Bataisis brings down dama nevele is not metamek in nevele, but dama sheretz is metamek in sheretz. That's there's a ribui that dama sheretz is also metamek even though it's not sheretz. So he says, but in this ribui that dama sheretz is metamek, here I don't have a shir already what the shir of tume should be. That means like this. By a sheretz, the shir tume is kadosh. That a size of an adosh is metama by a sheretz. Ma she'en kein by dam. I don't have a shir. So memele the kal v'chaymer will tell me that since misvore chitzoyne, it should be toyer legamri, so al koponim, the shir adosha should not be metame by God. So that is the accomplishment of the kal v'chaim. That's how the Ramah learns pshat and rash. Let us see Tosfos. She yedeya letayres asheretz. Vrek Tosfos, teima, mai charifesu letayres asheretz. What is this godless that you could be metayer asheretz? Vaymer Rabbeinu Tam, the le'inyan tumis nevelis ayri. We're not speaking about tumis mage. We're speaking, tumis mage, the Torah says, if you touch a dead sheretz, you're tome. We're speaking about tumis nevelis. Tumis masa. Shelo yetame kizayis mimenu b'masa. The shaila is, the kezayis of a sheretz could be metame if a person carried the kezayis and he didn't touch it. Now, meheche teisi, should it be metame? The posik only says, the posik of the Shmeine Shrotzen speaks about mage sheretz. So he says, no, there'd be a moker to think that it's metame, has tumas nevela also, tumas mas. Doksiv oi ben nivlas chaya. It says, in the posik of Maso, it says, Nevela of Achaya. V'sheretz afal pi sheroichesh, havi b'chlal chaya. K'moy nochosh. That means, adova haroichesh, something that creeps, is also called Achaya. The darshinim b'sanhedrin v'perik arba mises, u'b'chol chaya remeses, zen nochosh. So we see, an nochosh is called Achaya, or sachaya remeses. So memele, so we see a dover horoimis has a shem chai. So memele now, so misvara I would say, if it says an avela v'chai is metame b'masa, so I would say a sheretz is also metame b'masa. It has a shem chai. So memele, it should be metame. V'yalav ravine kal v'chayme menoch. So now I learn out, the yotzo michlal nevelis chai. The mayit lay b'teiris koyanim mitumis nevelis mi v'kol hoylech al gochin. We have a miut from hoylech al gochin that a nochosh is not mitame tumis mas. So memele, so madoch a nochosh is not mitame tumis mas. Zet min doch. that even though it has a shame chaye, but it's nifkif and tumis masa. So my melef anochosh is nifkif and tumis masa. So abad givis asheretz, it's zicha should be nifkif and tumis masa. And now the gather of the kalvachaymer is a gilui, that a chaye aroimeses is not nichlal in the posik, in the posik of tumis nevela. Tumis nevela is by a chaye that's not roimeses. There's two types of chayes, a chaye aroimeses. That's the gili of the kalvachoyma. Geit nishton the chiddush of tumis masa. V'chi masik v'loihi. When the gemara shlugs up, so then you'll say that what? That a sheretz is metame b'masa? So Rashi Tosi says, no. V'soyser a kalvachoyma. Ein achanami amidav na kalvachoyma obach nisht, because could be a nochosh is not mochomo. Because it's a meise koitz ba'alma, so it's not more chomer than a sheretz. Aber mikol mokem osli b'mem atzino, shape minoch, she won't learn out al tzakal b'chaim. She learned now from a mam atzino, lehavi b'chlal chaye. Ochinami kol shchotzim shereichshim lehavi b'chlal chaye. So memele, that is the limud. This is the limud is that hareimeses is a hafkof, a chaye hareimeses, that's a limud from nochosh, that doesn't, the stam chayin is a chayere meses. A chayere meses is not metame betumis mas. This was the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in our Gemara. V'loi motzo ri b'toyres koyinim, shememayit v'shum mokim nochosh mitumis nevelis. Now, this whole shtek toyre was because the Rabbeinu Tam found in toyres koyinim, but that we're mamayit tumis nevela from manochash mikol oilech al gochin. So we're mamayit nochash from tumis nevela. The reed didn't find this drosh in Teiris Koin. So mamayla, so then it's schwer. So what are you learning out from nochash then? Va'oid kosheleri. The behedye mamayit, if we're speaking about tumis masa, so Teiris Koinim, the mamayit tumis masa from shrotzim, kol shrotzim et tumis nevelas, is that miyotake. The Ktoni Hosom, he metame bimaso, it says a he, it's a miut, metame bimaso, vein shchotze, metame bimaso. That it's a miut. She yochel, uma beheime, shloi osa kosov, domo kipso. Ma doch a beheime. Not from the Shemayne shchotze. Samozei a beheime, that's a nevele, so the bosor is metame tumis nevele. The dam is not metame tumis nevela. Metame b'mas al kapag. So even though the gabi the chaymer of doma kipsore doesn't apply by behemis. Metame b'mas o sheret she osa doma kipsore. Ein edin she yetame b'mas. So memele the gemore the teoskaidim is a kalvo chaymer that a sheret she be metame b'mas a kalvo chaymer from all nevelas. Talmud loymer, he v'loy sheretz. So memele, so l'chayr, this is the chan opshlog after Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole kalvo chaymer is coming to tell us that a sheretz is not metame b'mase. You have enough in the posik. A miut, he v'loy sheretz. Umiyu yesh loymer, das v'ot nish geben gefelach. Afo gav di ika miut, avet nami kalvo chaymer. He says, "Abzat, I begin from Torah because of Lakro, but by Emerson, I can learn out from the Kalvachayma also." Avul Kasha, Heichi Osi Ravine Levatel a Kalvachayma Shebetayres Koyinim. Abus Vandach have verkehrt the Kalvachayma. You're making a Kalvachayma from Nochash, but have verkehrt the Kalvachayma. Have verkehrt the Kalvachayma from Nevela. Madach Nevela Shlei Osa Doma Kipsoro is Metame B'Masa is Kalvachayma L'Sheretz. We love the Kemiyuta, but had your other Rava, but didn't kill the Kalvachayma, the Teres Koyanim. So, Mamela, so this Kalvachayma is not sufficient, because you have a verkehrt the Kalvachayma. For oit, dal Kalvachayma, the Ravine, Ikele Mifrech, male Nochesh, kein Teira, filo bemage bechadoshe. A Nochesh doesn't have too much mage. So Memela, so that's a pich on the Kalvachayma. You want to learn out from Nochosh. You want to learn out from Nochosh that just like a Nochosh is not metame b'masa, hu adin, אשר אצנה מתאמה במעשה, זה לספיר חמל הנוחה, שנוחה שאצנה מתאמה במאגה אידה, זה ממילא תאימה בשרת שמתאמה במאגה, זה ממילא, זה עדיס שוור אנדר רבינו תאם. אומר רבא עדה, אומר שמואל, שולי שונים נחלקו בישמי ובסלו. הלולו אומרים הלוכי כמייסיינו, והלולו אומרים הלוכי כמייסיינו. Each one had a mile of Rav Minyan, one had a mile of Rav Binyan, so each one held a lochis kemoisa. Yotza baskel v'omro eilu v'eilu divrei elekim chayin, hey? V'alochi kebeisil. Both are divrei elekim chayin. So we have to understand how can both be divrei elekim chayin. So the Teiser Rabbeinu Peretz asked this kasha. This one says also, this one says muta, this one says tome, this one says toyer. How is it shaykh to say eilu ve'eilu divrei elekim chayin? So the Teiser Rabbeinu Peretz brings down a medrash sheikha toiv and tilim. Medrash sheikha toiv, it says, when the Rabbeinu Shaloylam gave over the Teire, shana lemoyshe memtes ponim muter u'memtes ponim osa. He says, in all the halachas, which are nimser in the Torah, so the Rabbeinu Shalom says, there's 49 svaras to say it should be mutan, there's 49 svaras to say it should be us. Steht in Medrash, Omar Moshe LaKodesh Baruch Hu Moese, so memele, if this is the matzah, Moese, so was weiß ich was zu tun? There's 49 svaras azoi, the 49 svaras amiti is azoi, and 49 svaras amiti is azoi, Moese, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haloich Acha Roiv Chachmei Hadoir. What Roiv Chachmei Hadoir will hold, that is the din an hoge vitzefiren sich. So, but Emerson, so in Divrei Elikim Chayim, they were mechaven the svaris of the Rabbeinu Shloilu. The Memtes Ponim of Osar Amuta, they were mechaven that, that's Divrei Elikim Chayim. The halacha is Roiv Chachmei Hadoir, and the shayla is of Roiv Chachmei Hadoir is totally in Reif Chach Meyadeir is totally in Minyan or Binyan. That was what the Basco was Machia. The Teisel Ben Peretz asks, that's just passed on Halacha, that's Negeya, what to do now, so we can say, Azoi, let's say something that was already done. They made the Mizbeach. Well, clear, there's a Machlikas Tanoim, the size of the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach was made. The Mizbeach was made one way. How can you say zu vizu divrei lekim chayim? Well, so the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, val dovar sheba'ovar yesh mashmois lemidrash kemar uchemar. Something that was done already, so that means if there's a machloik, it's how to darshan the psukim. So fakir, there's such a mashmois, want to bring this pasuk, want to bring this pasuk. That's also true. So true, there's a mashmois from this pasuk that the Mizbeach should have been like this. There's a mashmois from the other pasuk, the Mizbeach should be like this. How they were machia then, get meroich nishton. So the machia, one of the two ways, abavaita du vizu divrei alekim chayim. That means each one was machavin a drosh in the Torah, that this pasuk is mashma, that the Mizbeach should be like this. This pasuk is mashma fakel. So what they did l'maisa is l'maal l'mayrit. It's divrei lekim chayim. The droshes and the svaras are svaras amitiyim and droshes amitiyim. Fregte gemore, v'chemei acher, she'elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, b'nei ma'zochu be'silu lekboya haloche kemoysa. And for the gemore, m'nei she'noichin va'aluvin, ויישיינם דבריהם ודברי בי שמי, לא יעיד על שמקדימן דברי בי שמי לדבריהם. What is פשט נויכן ועלובים? So נויכן מבחוץ. That's what Ben Yoyoda says. That means מבחוץ they were נויכן. And עלובים סבלונים, that was בלי. That means that was the midah of anove. Others say bachsach mir was guf is a skule. The midah of anove is a skule to be mechaven la mitei shal teire. the greater the honor is, the Torah is nimshal lemayim, just like mayim is heilach lemakim namuch, is memela Torah also goes lemakim namuch. Achsmir Rab Chaim Voloshiner says Moshe kibul Torah misinai mesor liYeshua, that the Shine Haloshen, here it's kibul and here it's mesor. It doesn't say Yeshua kibul me Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a pchine of v'nachnu mo. He was, as Rab Chaim Voloshiner explains, one can only be mekabel how great his base kibul is. The thicker the dfanis are, the smaller the base kibbul is. So memeila, by Moshe Rabbeinu Zabchinav Nachnu Mo, he was kulei base kibbul. So memeila, Moshe kibbul Teira Misinai. Yeshua wasn't on that madrega, so does that kibbul? He already had a dfanis also, or mesorah Yeshua, how much Yeshua could be mekabel. About kolponim, the inyan of anoven is batlus, that creates a greater base kibbul to be mekabel Torah. That's b'derech skule, b'derech schus. And then others are mevayer that it's more than that also. A person who's not an onov, so he says a svore, and no, it's a good svore, it sounds good, halter by those. A person who's an onov, so he says a svore, but his anivis is, but yenes is toch verkehrt, maybe yenes gerecht. So Memele, he has a much greater yegiya to be chaylik af yene. So when he comes already to his chaylik af yene, this is, that's after many bdikis and chakiris and yegiyas. So Memele take, he's zeicha take, that Allah should be kemoisa. But shoinim divreim ve divrei beishama, zukt Rashi. Kshahoyu, let us see what Rashi says. Kshahoyu beishami mevien raya le divreim in a Torah. Umevien, beisilu mevien raim in mikra hache. Vahoyu beisilu dershines am mikra shal beisham elom abo. So memele, they also, not, no, ich hab a posik, was geht mir on with beisham, I have enough in the posik. No, oye, dershines am mikra shal beisham elom abo. Loi hoye kal beinei, ka oise sheshaninu bemeseches broches. Beisham e oimrim be'erev kolodom yate v'yikro, ubaboike yamoy. Shenemar b'shoch b'chovik u'mechas. So Beishamai learned that the pasuk is telling us the oifen akriya. Beisilu loimrim the oifen akriya is kol adam kairi kedarka. Shenemar v'lech t'chavadach. There's no special oif. Aye, but what's with Beishamai's droshe? Keiloma nema b'shoch b'chovik u'mecha. B'shoch shederich miyodam shoich v'mishoch shederich miyodam oimrim. It's not going on the oifen. It's going on the zman akriya. Salkoponim, we see that Beis Hillel had sich genommen zu der Drosche von Beis Shammai, and even though they had their own posik, and to be miyashiv the Drosche of Beis Shammai. So yeshoinim divreim ve divrei Beis Shammai. Ula yoyda le shemagdimim divrei Beis Shammai le divreim. Koise sheshonim, mi shohoyo roishoi veruboi besuke, vishulchonoi besoich habayis, Beishamai poislim u beisilu machshirim. Omru beisilu le beishamai. Loi kacho yomayse. Shohochu ziknei beishamai ve ziknei beisilu levaker es Rabbi Yochanan ben Acheronis mitzau yoyshev roishe verubay besuki vishulchonei besoi chabayis. Omru lem beishamai mishamrayav heim omru loim kacho yisa noig le kiyamto mitzvesuki miyomech. So Memele, so they were Magdim Beishamai le Beisilo. What were they Magdim? So Shemagdimim Divrei Beishamai le Divreim, the Komrlu Maise Shaholchu Ziknei Beishamai Vahode Ziknei Beisilo. That is what we have from the Beisilo and Beishamai. So the Mephoshim say, therefore Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he brought down the Machloikis, he also did the way the Beis Hillel did, he's Magdim. That's why in the Machloikis, we also have the Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Magdim, Beis Shammai Poislim and Beis Hillel Machshirim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Im Kacha Yisa Neugel Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukke Miyomecha Des Amachlekes Harishayne Mefetake means that the Chachamim were Oike the Kiyam HaMitzvah. That's how Taisvah learns in Sukke, that even though it's a Gzeire the Rabbonon that the Shulchanai B'Seich Habayi Shem Yimshech Acha Shulchanai Afal Pikein Chazal were Oike, and you don't have a Kiyam HaMitzvah. But the Ran says it's not a Mitzvah Min HaMufcha Lelamdecha Shekol ha-mashpel atzmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyoy. V'chol ha-magbiya atzmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloy. Kol ha-machazer al ha-gdule, gdulo b'rachas mimenu. V'chol ha-b'reich min ha-gdule, gdulo mechazer esachot. V'chol ha-doichik es ha-sho, sho doich kosoy. V'chol ha-nitchem imnei ha-sho, sho imed esloy. So we have here three lishoynes, magbiya atzmoy, Mechazer al agdule v'doichik es hasho. So the Maharsha explains that these three lishaynis are going on three different matzot. Magbiyat atzmai is going bein odom lamokim. If he's a shofel bein ele bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he's a magbiyas atzmai. Kodesh ko magbiyat atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloi. Mashpil atzmai, that's magbiyas shfolim. Mechazer al agdule is bein odom lechaveri. He searches schorat gdula al acherim, so gdula berachas mimenu. Choladoichik es asho, shodech kosei is going on himself. The way he is noyeg in es asho, misyageya lehashir ulehizgadu. Veroye she'enei matzliach. He was mishtadl, nisi segeit nisht. So that's a simen. That's a simen that now is not the time. It's a mazel shor, the Maharsha says. Now is not the time to be matzliach. V'afal pikein, choyze v'hoylech lemelchakim, u'machnis atzmei legvoyez, v'kert, he goes in, v'oymek v'roychev, more into mischer, to be misyageya lahashir. So Mamela hasho doich kosoi. So Mamela il begansen nitchak. Now is not the time. If he's nitcha min hasho, is shoi medes loi, that alone that he's nitcha min hasho, shoi medes loi, la'acher zman asido lamed loi sho mitzlachas. Ebe tob min hasho mitzlachas. I'm meir dike anhoge in the economic world. Zog te gemore weiter. Tonu Rabbonu, shtei shonim u'machze nechleku beishamei u'beisilu. Halolu oimrim noich lelo odom shaloi nivro yoyser mishen nivro. Halolu oimrim noich lelo odom shen nivro yoyser mishaloi nivro. Nimna u'vegomru noich lelo odom shaloi nivro yoyser mishen nivro. Achshav shen nivro yefashvesh b'maisa v'omri lo yemashmesh b'maisa. It is difficult to understand what the machlokes is over here. The Meforshim ask, and how is it shayach to say noich lelo adam shalay nivra? The Eibush is a teiva meitiv lakel. The Rebbeinu Shlom was shafen the bench. What's noich lelo shalay nivra? So they bring from the Yaris Dvash that the machlokes was on one nekude. The Briyas HaAdam was different than the Briya of all the Nevroim. The Adam was Yitzir Kapov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other Nevroim were not called Yitzir Kapov. Being a Nivro from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has with it itself a Gevaldik Achayis, and has with itself a schus. The schus is that if this is Maisa Yodov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chos al Maisa Yodov. So Faker, that's a tzvorach, Noich Lo Lo Odom Shenivro. Faker, to Oifan Abri, it's good that it was this way. Now it's Maisa Yodov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Yodai Toivim Bayom. Vaisto is that is a psasibbe, that's Faker. That's Moira, Rachmim, and Schusim, and the nivlitz meisa yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leidach gise, it's a gewaldike achayis, and it's a gewaldike pgam involved. When a person is a choytei, and this meisa yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the pgam is much greater. So memele, that's how the Yaris Vasha is, that was the pilpul in the Gemara. That means the oifen habriye comes with a meile and it comes with a chasar. So what is it? Noich leila adam shalai nivra yoisa misha nivra. Yeah, so that's what we pask it. Achshav shenivra, so now is yefashvish b'maisa v'omru lo yemashmish b'maisa. Zot Rashi, yefashvish b'maisa. Sha'osa kva, now that he's here already, so memele, so here, the chet, that means it's the pgam is gewaldik, is yefashvish b'maisa v'sha'osa kva, v'yivdoik avere shebiyodoi, v'yisvade v'yoshu. His dachsach mir, Rashi is saying, achidish over, v'yisvade v'yoshu. We're under the impression that that's the Loshna Rambam is when the person wants to do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to say to be misvade. L'chayre, the vidi comes after the tshuva. Rashi v'aistois v'yisvade v'yosho. It could be, I thought a little bit to be mevayer, this Rashi, because I saw in Pele Yoyitz, there's a besondere inyan of vidui, even before tshuva. The Pele Yoyetz brings, the Navi says, Hinini nishpat oischa al imrecha loicha tosi. An amire of loicha tosi, there's a besondere mishpat. So the Pele Yoyetz, vizeho ya achilik bein shol le David. Ki shol bikish lehisnatzo. Va oma, atuch gefallen. Asher chomal ha'om al meita vatzoin, he wanted to cleanse himself from the chet. It's not chatosi. It's the om, chomal ha'om al meita vatzoin. That's imrecha loy chatosi. Va'al kein nena shmise. He was nena shmise. That was imrecha loy chatosi. Avo David, as soon as Nosson Hanovi came to him, he said, chatosi. Take if omalei hanovi gam Hashem hevir tchatoscha loisamus. The hakores hachet, that's vidui dvorim imrecha chatosi, that's loisamus. There's an erzerua that brings down a psikte. The psikte says, omru malachei ashores of nea kodish borchu. Ksiv lo yisa fonim. Heich atonoise ponim li Yisrael, shenem o yisa Hashem pono velech. Azeim de malochim gefregt de Rebbeinu Shloilo. Oma lohem, eich loy eso lohem ponim, shehem misvadim lefonai beloshin hazeh, o shamnu bogadnu gozalnu. Steht in Psikte, that Eibish des noise ponim to klal Yisrael because they're misvade. Doesn't say more than that. Alme, זוקט ער זרוה כשו מסוואד הקודש בוכו נויסן לשלם that's shot the posik yis a sham pona velach then in the end up with shalom ve nikra bal tshuva kedar siv shalom shalom la rochek le kare lo ze shoy rochek ve niskar se hi zeiche with the vidu dvor that's all what the psikta says she misvadem lefona. Zameir dike medrash tanchume in Parshas Bolok. The medrash tanchume says, "Vayoymer Bilam el Malach Hashem chotosi." Yeah, the Malach approached him. At Bilam misvadi, he said, "Vidui lo heidia." Zok the medrash tanchume shahoya rosha orum. This chotosi wasn't nish gevon about tshuve der Bilam. It was a rosha orum. He was a kluge roshe. Yoda she'ein oimed ala peronies elo tshuve, she'kol mi she'choto v'oimer chotosi, ein rishus lemalach ligaboy. So weißt du, this is a tshuva of akoches achet. It's not more than that. And ein reshus l'malach ligaboy. The Zayir HaKodesh, in Parshas Pinchas, the Zayir HaKodesh says, man de meforish chetoy. A person who is meforish chetoy, this is vidoy dvorim. Lo yismaser dinoy ela biyoda de malke kutsha bericha bilchudai. After vidoy, so only the Rabbeinu Shloilam takes care of his din. Uman de doin le kutsha bericha iyo letav. If the Rabbeinu Shloilam is taking care of his din, is Mamela, that's good. David HaMelech said, until Milfonecha Mishpati Yetze. He wanted that Rabbi Shalom should, that the din of David should be Milfonecha. So Dachsech Mir, that is Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is saying, we're in a predicament. Noich Leladam Shaloi Nivra. The Briye, the Oifen HaBriye, is a Gewaldike Mechayev. It's the Tzir Kapov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Yodav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a Gevalda Kipgam. So Memele, so V'yivdek Avere Shebe Yodai Al Koponim V'yizvade, that he should first do. V'ydu Tutayf Asach, the Oynish becomes very much Niskata through V'ydu. V'yoshu, as all Tshuvah Tareichet. But V'ydu alone is a Dovo B'fnei Atzmai. That's Yefashvesh b'maisav. That's a Loshen searching. Yemashmesh b'maisav. That's to take care of the Ova. The Ova that which occurred as Fafal. Yemashmesh b'maisav. Kigoyim. Imbo mitzvah liyodot. Yechoshev hefset mitzvah keneget zchore. V'lo yaniach milasoysa b'shvil hefset. And the hoive. So there are problems. So what should he do? So he should be mechashev mitzvah keneged zora, v'lo yaniach melasoisa b'shvil ahefset. Sherei osid lovoy. Sherei schora osid lovoy. That means even though he's losing now, sherei schora osid lovoy. Bimboso l'yode yaveiro, yechoshev schora shemistake bo achshav, keneged hefseida ho osid lipora mimenu. So it seems, the way Rashi says Pshat, he says the only Eitzah in the Hoive, in order to gear him in the right direction, is only to make this Cheshbon of Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseido, and the same thing by Avere. The Mesillas Yesharim says, the Gemara Darshins is from a Posik, that, the Bayul Cheshbon, so the Chazal Darshan, Hamoishlim B'Yitzram, they say this Eitzah Bayul Cheshbon, Bayul Nasa Cheshbonai Shel Oilam. So the Mitzil Shisham says, Hamoishlim B'Yitzram, they're the ones that can say this Eitzah. This is the only Eitzah. He says, Mishmush B'Maisim is the only Eitzah to give the person to be Shaykel the right way. Samerdike vort von der Eur Yahel, Cheshbainai shel oilam, boyu cheshbain, boyu nase cheshbainai shel oilam. She says, Samerdike vort. Let's say if a person is a shayla that, he could purchase something, if he goes to one store, he can get it $20 cheaper. Belieder gise, it involves, he has to walk 20 minutes more, or travel 20 minutes more to get to the store. So it's a cheshbon. It's a cheshbon. You have to take, is it worth the $20 or 20 minutes? It's a cheshbon. But it's not a cheshbon shel oilam. It's not a welts cheshbon. This cheshbon, you don't need too many calculators and can figure it out in 5 minutes. But when a person is handled wegen a mitzvah, cha mitzvah keneged avseida, or by an avere, so this is not a, this is the cheshbon, it's not a shayla of gaining or losing $20. It's nitzri, it's cheshbon shel oilam. So one needs a good calculator in order to come to the correct cheshbon, because it's a cheshbonei shaloyla. The Mesillas Yesharim and Rab Chaim Volozhner say a different pshat in Yemashmish b'maisov. Pishpush they learn like Rashi. Pishpush he should look back and see the maisim roim he has done or he is doing and get rid of them. And Mishmush the Mesillas Yesharim says, Hu achakire ala maisim toivim. לחקר ולראות היש בניונם איזה פנייה של היטיב או איזה חלק רע שיצטרך להסירו. And the mitzvahs that he's doing, how pure are the mitzvahs? והרי זה כממשמש בבגד לבחין הטיב החוזקו היכולו שבולי. If you want to see if material is strong or good, so you memashmish the beged. So memele, yemashmish b'maisav is going on the mitzvahs asay, you should check out how good they are or how not good they are. Noyech le'la odom shalai nivro zog taisv. V'hod amrinim per kamed avayde zorit. So kaponim, it seems it would have been better heise shalai nivro. Adam rin per kam da vay de zore boyu vnarzik toyve la vay seinu. The Gemara wants to be marzik toyve to the doer who made the eagle. Shil molei hein loy chotu, if they wouldn't have made the eagle, loy bonu lo ilom. So the Gemara had a have a mina that pshat is as follows, that elakim atem, bnei elyen kuchen, ochen ka odam tebusen. So the Gemara had a have a mina, the pshat is if it wouldn't have been for the eagle, so they'd live forever, so there wouldn't be any Indian of Piri of Arivi anymore. They would have remained. That's how the Gemara learned in the Havamina. Shvulacham lo yaleichem, af mitzvah sayne. But the Gemara held that there wouldn't be any Indian, that's how the Gemara held Havamina, there wouldn't be any Indian of Piri of Arivi. Zog the Gemara, boyu, so Reish Lakish said, boyu, v'nach zog toivir la v'yseine, that they made the eagle. Shel molei hein leichot, if they wouldn't have made the eagle, leibonu leilam, but minish givendo. So the continuity of the deiris would have stopped by them. Frag doch teisvis, aber es verkehrt, neuech leila odam shalein nevras, was ist boi vanachzik teive, but gwen besser as they would have stopped by them. So teisvis says, ha mafarish osam, that was the havamina, but the gemara is messiahim, Eime kemisha leibonu loylam. That means, no, the Lamaisa, there would zicha be doiris, nor, if they would be around, and we'd be marich, us kenege them, so we'd be garnished. Kemisha leibonu loylam. So it's a different shvachin ganse. Now that they're not here, then I'm a yachsonim. Inami, hocha airi, bestam b'nei odam. Bestam b'nei odam, take, it's noich leisha leinivra, avo tzadik, ashra, va ashra doiris. Sagt die Mishne weiter, Ha-Koyre Sha-Omru, the Koyre that you put on a Mavui, Rechovo Kedei Le-Kabel Oriach. So the width of the Koyre is that one should be able to put an Oriach on it. Va-Oriach Chatzi Leveino Shel Shloisha Tvochem. And an Oriach is a half a Leveino of three Tvochem, so you'll cut a Leveino in half, so it's 1.5 by 3. So the reichev of the Ariach is 1.5 tvachim. Dayo lekoiro sheteirecho v'tefach kedei lekabel Ariach lerochboi. That the koire that is a tefach could support an Ariach, the reichev of an Ariach. Rochboi, let's see what Rashi says, rochboi lekabel Ariach shetei doime lekvius. Livnais oleho binyan. That means the koire is like the haschole of a binyan that you've been building over the mavui. So this is the haschole sa binyan. So this is a kviyas livnais. V'ariach hatzi levenish o gimel tfochim, nimtza ariach tefach amachza reichiv. Dayo le koire bereichiv tefach, kde le kabel ariach ze beroch boi. B'gmore porich, tefach u'machze boy, it's not enough, because the riach is a half a tefach more than the koyer. Zog the Mishnah weiter, u'briya, chovo k'dei lekabel riach, u'briya k'dei lekabel riach. It also not only has to have the dimensions, it has to have the strength also to be mekabel on the riach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rechova Afopi She'ein Briya. As long as there's the dimensions, even though it is not strong enough to be Mekabel Orichim, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you need Orichim on the whole Reichev HaMovi, on the whole Kaira, yeah. Afopi She'ein Briya. It's also sufficient. Hoysa Shal Kash V'Shal Kanim, Rein Hoysa Ki'ilu Hi Shal Matches. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need Briya. I say Shalkash, Rabbi Yehuda, come along the whole thing from, Akuma Rayin Oisa ki Ilohi Pshute, Agula Rayin Oisa ki Ilohi Merabas, Kosha Yeshbe Kefa, Shloishet Fochim, Yeshbe Reichef Tefer. Let us see in the Perish Chai, so we'll get the picture in front of us. So Akuma, he has two tziyurim of Akuma. Rayin Oisai ke ilu hi pshute. Means l'chayr, even though Akuma cannot be mekabel nariach in that oifen. Rayin Oisai ke ilu hi pshute. And then Agula is, if you have, we'll see picture 172. Akuma is 173. So you have an Agula. And Agula is also unable to support an ariach. So Rayin Oisai ki Elohim Rabas, that it would be not round, it would be squared. So Rainaisa Kilohi Mirubas, let's see what Rashi is. Akumish ain't a rich yachalamidoleo. Agulov ain't a rich yachalamidoleo also because it's round. Aval overhi. Shim techolak, if you'll split it, yehe rechova tefach. The diameter of the circle will be a tefach. Rainaisa ki Elohi Mirubas, nifseles oichaluke. So the Rishash does not seem to say the way it says in this picture. Nifselas Eichaluke means, let's say that you chiseled out the top of the eagle, so Memele you only have, you're left by the diameter, that's Nifselas, you chiseled out the top, so it's Roy to be Mekabel Nariach. And chalukah means you cut it in half, so you have two halves. That's what the Rosh Hashi is saying. Veizu midas agul al hachshe kol sheyesh bekeifa gimot tfochim shetzricha chut oruch gimot tfochim la'kifa sovit. That means if the circumference of the eagle is three tfochim, b'yidu sheyesh baroichef tefach im techolek, so the diameter is a tefach.